Blog Talk Radio.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Well, we're going home, y'all. Old school. Yeah.
Truly, I don't know about you, but I could have that as my testimony on this morning. If he never does anything else for me, he's done enough. Truly, God has been good to each and every one of us.
Yes.
I'd like to greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus on this morning, and thank you for tuning in to Early Sunday Morning Prayer with New Destiny Ministries. A time of reflection. I'm still a little hoarse, but I'm pressing my way because guess what? God is a healer. of all manner of sicknesses and diseases. Amen, amen. I'd like to read into your hearing on this morning, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. How many are calling Jesus Wonderful this morning? How many are calling him our Counselor this morning? How many are calling him the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace? Well, I tell you today, if you have not made Jesus your Lord and Savior, I admonish you today to do so. Today is December the 23rd in the year of 2012. And guess what? This is the day we'll never see again. Amen. And it's a day we've never seen before. Hallelujah. So we just woke up this morning with the Lord on our mind. We woke up with a mind to praise him. We woke up with a mind to give him glory. And we're going to do that on this morning. We're going to open up with a declaration of war. How many know that we need to declare war on the enemy? How many know that we need to declare war on everything that comes up to come up against God's people? But we have to speak those things into existence. We have to speak those things out in the atmosphere. We have to serve the enemy notice every morning that the Lord renew his mercies. We have to tell the Lord, thank you, but we have to start binding some things in our life. So we're going to do this declaration of war. Hallelujah, I feel the Lord on this morning. God, I'm asking you to strengthen me right now. In the name of Jesus, we see some callers on the line, and we're going to ask them to come on in and begin to pray. That's all we want to do is offer up some prayer to the Lord for about 30 minutes, and we're going to let you all go to your different houses of worship. I know some of you all may be in the California area, and it's still raining. It's been raining here nonstop just about. Amen. So we're going to get on into some prayer and worship the Lord on this morning. So this is the declaration of war. Amen. And it goes as this. Read this. And now when I read this, I want to read this into your spirit. I don't just want to just say these words just to be saying them haphazardly, but I want you to know that every word and everything that we profess out our mouth, we have to believe God to bring it into manifestation. We have to believe God that everything we speak shall be done. Amen. So it said, we this day set ourselves in agreement with the word of God to be a kingdom warrior and to attack the kingdom of darkness to the pulling down of strongholds of Satan. We will become a mighty warrior and advance on his kingdom. We will not be afraid or intimidated, but come out victorious, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We do further set ourselves in agreement with Jesus Christ to declare this gospel, to use the mighty name of Jesus, and to do as the scriptures have said, greater works ye shall do. In the name of Jesus, we declare war on the kingdom of darkness with all other members of the body of Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, which is a name that is mightier than any other name, we do affirm and we do agree to the power, the authorship, and the lordship of the name Jesus Christ. We this day declare war against the devil and all of the evil forces that come against God's people. Oh, God, we come before you once again in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just want to lift you up this morning. We want to give you some praise, Lord God. We want to thank you for your mercies being renewed on this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for even for the rain that is coming down as we speak, Lord God. We thank you for the rain. So we're asking you, Lord God, to let it rain on us. open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Let your glory shine upon us, Lord God. Let your glory fill the place where we are, God. Oh, God, we want you to do some mighty works. Hallelujah. We know, Lord God, as we declared on this morning, that greater works you said we should do. You told your disciples to love ye one another. Hallelujah. You encouraged them and told them that the works that they've seen you do, that we can do greater works. Do we believe it on this morning? Do we believe that we can cast out? Do we believe that we can bind and loose? Do we believe that we can speak to the mountains in our lives? Oh, I thank you, Lord God, for your name. I thank you for the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous one in there. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, for being that strong tower. I thank you, Lord God, for having an ark of safety that my family can run into. I thank you for having that ark of safety where my children can run into. I thank you for having that ark of safety where the saints of the Most High God can run into. I thank you for having that ark of safety where the nation can run into. Oh, God, you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name, oh, Lord, if they would just turn, if they would just humble themselves, if they would just pray, if they would just seek my face, then will I heal the land. Oh, God, we calling on you like never before. Oh, because we can't do anything in and of ourselves. All of our help come from the Lord. Help us, Lord God, when our heart is overwhelmed. Lead us to a rock that is higher than I. Oh, God, when we don't know which way to go, help us to lean on Proverbs 3:5-6. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, but help us to acknowledge you in all thy ways. For you promised in your word that you would direct our paths. Oh, God, you told us to make our petition, make our request known unto you. Oh, we're calling on you for help this morning, Lord God, for we don't know where to go, God. We're like sheep. Hallelujah. We're calling on the shepherd this morning, for the Lord is our shepherd. Oh, we're calling on the shepherd that cares for his people. We're calling on the shepherd that never slumber or sleep. We're calling on the shepherd that know our way. We're calling on the shepherd that knew us when we was in the womb of our belly, of our mother's belly. Lord, you knew us. You know our downsetting and you know our uprising. Oh, you are a great God. You are a God that never forget. You are a God, hallelujah, that reward those that diligently seek you. Oh, Lord, help us to humble ourselves. We're calling on you, hallelujah, for prayer for the nation, Lord God. We're asking you to cover our president on this morning. Cover the first family, Lord God. Cover our nation. Oh, God, go to Newtown, Connecticut this morning and comfort, Lord God. Wrap your arms around the bereaved families, the mothers and the fathers and the siblings that lost children last week, Lord God. We're asking you to comfort the bereaved all over the nation. Some have lost parents. Some have lost children. Some have lost mothers and sisters. Oh, God, but we know you are God that can always comfort. You are God that can dry every tear. You are God that can bring joy out of sorrow. You are God that can bring peace out of confusion. Oh, we're looking to you this morning, Jesus. Remember my mother as she gone this morning to visit my sister Danielle. God, I'm asking you to encourage Judge Danielle. Let her know that you haven't forgotten about her, God. For you are God that never forgets. 20 years is not long with you. For one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Oh, we bless you on this morning, God. We give you the glory. Oh, God, lift up my friends this morning. Remember Sister Corinthian and Deacon Anthony this morning. Remember their children, Lord God. Remember Mother Williams this morning. Oh, I don't want to begin to get to calling names, Lord. But some of us need a right now blessing. Some of us need an immediate blessing. We don't need it on tomorrow, Lord God. But we need it on this morning. We want you to touch us, Lord God. All of the saints everywhere, those that don't know you, that's going to church on this morning. Lord, let your glory fill the place. Let your presence anoint that place. Fill the temple, Lord God. As Prophet Isaiah said, when he saw that the king was dead, he took his eyes off of Isaiah and he began to focus on you, Lord God. And then your train, it filled the temple. Lord, fill our temple on this morning. Remember my grandchildren on this morning. Remember my great grandchildren on this morning. Remember my siblings, Lord God. Oh, God, remember your leaders everywhere. Remember your bishops and your prophets and your prophetess and your evangelists and your ministers, Lord God. Remember our sisters and our brothers on this morning. Remember our troops, our doctors, our attorneys, our teachers, and our Lord, remember them this morning. Oh, God, remember the surgeons on this morning. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. Ah, God, we thank you for being who you are, Lord God. You're God all by yourself. You don't need no help. You're mighty in the earth, Lord God. And we thank you for it this morning. We give you glory this morning. Oh, God, we can't do nothing without you. Help us to lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. Help us to put on the whole armor of God, God. Help us to put on the whole armor of God, Lord God. Help us to put on that breastplate of righteousness. Help us to put on the helmet of salvation. Help us to put on the sword of the Spirit. Help us to put on our feet, Lord God, and help us shine with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell in it belong to you, Lord God. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, to continue to trust in you, Lord God. Help us to lean on your everlasting arms, God. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. We give you praise on this morning. Oh, remember my sister Dawn on this morning. Remember our son and our daughter and our grandchildren. Touch our knees right now in the name of Jesus. Touch our body, God, and give us strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And all of our listeners, hallelujah, and all of our callers, those that go on the archives, some is listening right now live on the internet, Lord God. Some come in the chat room. Remember Patriot Greg. Remember the Circle of Love Ministry. Remember Dr. Kenneth Burford. God, remember Dr. Winston Singleton. Remember Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. Oh, God, remember Apostle Clark on this morning. Remember Evangelist Cardwell this morning. Remember Brother Michael Lewis on this morning. Oh, God, all those that come on this airways, Lord God, those that administer the gospel, Lord God, and those that call the supporters, Lord God. Remember Sister Ruby Larry, Evangelist Joshua, First Lady Carol, Lord, remember Evangelist Lucia. Oh, God, I thank you for all of our listeners on today. We thank you for 1 year on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, God, we here to encourage you. We here to enhance. We here to inspire. We here to empower people to pursue their destiny. For you have a destiny that's in Christ Jesus. Don't let no devil in hell tell you that God don't love you. Don't let them tell you that God don't have your best interest at heart. Don't let them tell you that Jesus is not alive. Don't let them put him back in the manger. Oh, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus on this weekend. We celebrate his birth. I got on the most shot, yeah. But we don't know him as a baby in the manger anymore. We know him as a Lord and Savior that died on the cross for our sins. Oh, but he rose on the third day. And because of him rising, we have a life. We thank him for the dead, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Oh, God, for if it wasn't Jesus, we couldn't praise you this morning. If it wasn't for Jesus, we couldn't love you this morning. If it wasn't for Jesus, we couldn't worship you on this morning. We worship you, Lord God, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. We're going to call area code 626. The last four of your numbers, 4757. Oh, we just thank you for tuning in this morning. If you're able to pray, your line is open. Just say one, say a little prayer for us this morning in the name of Jesus. Call, are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Sister Joan, Diamond's grandmother.
Praise the Lord, Sister Joan Price. Thank you for joining us on this morning. Can you just go into a few minutes of prayer for us on this morning?
Yes. I thank the Lord for all my soul.
Thank you.
I thank him for everything he's done for me in my life. Ever since the first day, 1953, I thank him for everything he's done for me, and I thank him every day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him. And I thank you, Sister Adrian, for being my granddaughter's grandmother, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh,
Gloria,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful woman of God this morning. Lord God, we ask you to touch the heart of the Lord God. Lord, down in our spirit, Lord God. Let her know that you haven't forgotten her. Let her know that you won't reward her for those that diligently seek her. Lord God, remember our children on this morning. Remember Diamond in a special way, Lord God. Go and minister to her right now, God. Turn every situation around, Lord God. You know everything there is to know, God. Oh, God, but you are a healer. You are a deliverer. You are a mind regulator. Oh, God, you are God. You are Mr. Fix-It. Because once you fix it, it's settled, it's done. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Price joining us on this morning. And we're asking you to continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Continue to keep her in your bosom. Oh, God, continue, Lord God. Give her a mind to become more faithful, Lord God, to become more diligent about what you're calling for in our life, Lord God. Let us denounce wickedness. Let us denounce every evil thing that's not of you, Lord God. Oh, and we come against every word curse that have been spoken over Sister Joan. Hallelujah. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And we say unto you this morning, you shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. You will be the head and not the tail. You will be the lender and not the borrower. You will stand above and not beneath. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree it on this morning. I am the Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to call area code 209-05-68. Can you speak to us this morning? Call her. I am the Messiah. Just need some prayer this morning.
Lord Jesus,
hallelujah,
we come to you this
prayer.
Morning, Almighty God, giving you thanks and praise. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Ah, God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Almighty God, being clothed in our right minds, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our minds could have been anywhere else, God, but you allowed us to wake up this morning with our minds being stayed on you, God, and we thank you, Lord, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for being such a great and mighty God. You are a great and mighty God, Jesus, a great and mighty God, Lord, and you are greatly to be praised, Lord. And we come to bless your holy name this morning, and we bless your holy name this morning, Almighty God. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, Lord Jesus, that you've shown unto us, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies, Almighty God, for you said that your mercies are made new every morning, God, and we thank you for your new mercies on today, Lord. Jesus, we thank you for your grace, Almighty God, for your grace is sufficient unto us, God, and we say thank you, Lord Jesus. God, you told us in all things to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, and we give you thanks, Almighty God, and we come to thank you on this morning, God. We come to praise you on this morning. We come to bless your holy name, Almighty God, for we know that you alone are worthy to be praised. You alone are greatly to be praised, Almighty God, and we bless your holy name, Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us throughout this day, Lord, in the precious mighty name of Jesus, that you would just keep us on the path that you laid out for us this day, God. God, I pray that you would show us Satan's tactics in advance. You said that you would not have us ignorant to the devil's device, so you show us Satan's tactics in advance. God, I'm asking you to show us what to do and how to do what we need to do in the precious mighty name of Jesus, for we know that you are a great God. You are a mighty God, an awesome God. We know, Lord Jesus, that there is none like you on all the earth. Oh, Lord, thy God, how excellent is thy name, Jesus. How excellent is thy name, Almighty God. Oh, we come to bless you this morning, Lord Jesus. We come to bless you this morning, Almighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are the greatest, Jesus. You are the greatest. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. There was none before you, and there will be none after you, Almighty God. For you are the greatest, Jesus. You are the greatest, Almighty God. You are the greatest. Through every test, through every trial, through sickness and in health, Lord Jesus. Through it all, Lord Jesus, you're worthy to be praised. And we come to bless your holy name on this morning, Almighty God. We thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Thank you,
amen, amen. We're going to Evangelist Cummings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, woman of God. And we just want you to go forward and intercede. Then we're going to First Lady Carol Adams and let her pray us on out. And even if she's able to render a song this morning, amen. We didn't want to hold you. We have 30 minutes of prayer, but we have all the time we need as the Lord lead us on this morning. God bless you, Evangelist Cummings. I am the Messiah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your tender mercy and your loving kindness, oh God.
Yes,
God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. And when you woke us up, you woke us up in our right minds. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God, because so many are depressed in this time of the year, Lord. When, Lord, we can be lifted up by the name of Jesus. Lord, it said no other name given among men whereby we might be saved, but the name of the Lord is the strong tower, and the righteous run in and they are saved. Lord, we thank you for that name this morning. There's salvation in that name. There's healing in that name. There's deliverance in that name. There's protection in that name. Lord, we thank you for the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for, this is the reason for the season, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to bless our children, our grandchildren, Lord God, our loved ones, our husbands, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the aunties and the grandmothers and those that set traditions in the families, oh God. We thank you for the dinners that's going to be prepared, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that somebody might not have had what they desired to have, but Lord, we want to be thankful for what we have, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you made it possible. You open up doors, oh God. Lord, you protect us when we had not, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for roofs over our heads, oh God, for paying the bills that we paid, oh God. We thank you. We thank you for the money that you brought in, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We just bless you, Lord. We bless you for the pastors that teaching the truth, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to open up our ears that we might be able to hear. And Lord, when we hear, we take that word and hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against thee, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to remember, Lord God, oh God, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, Lord, and with the talk radio and all those that have a radio program, oh God, that are teaching and preaching and praying the truth over the air, oh God. We ask you to bless the hearers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless you this morning, oh God, and we give you glory. Open up the prison doors, oh God. Comfort those that are sick and weak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able. You're the only one that is able, oh God. We ask you to comfort us and give us peace in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls, oh God. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus, Lord, we won't forget to give you praise and glory, for the glory is thine and thine alone, in Jesus' precious name.
And his name was on the First Lady, Carol Adams, this morning, God. First Lady Carol. God bless you. God bless you and all the women and men of God and all that are listening in. Truly, I was up here giving praise to the Lord this morning, and I looked up and I seen it was 7:25. I said, Jesus, the prayer. Glory to God. But I just thank God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Our God is a loving God. And as I begin to hear the prayers going forth, I just begin to sing, Lord, you are so beautiful to me. Hallelujah. We know that everyone is on this day and all and through the week have been thinking about Christmas and what it means, but Jesus is so beautiful to me. It's everything that I ever hoped for, and he's all that I've ever dreamed of. The love that he gave us from Calvary down through the generations, Jesus, you're so beautiful to me. Lord, you are so beautiful.
hallelujah, his blood from his birth, hallelujah, to now, he's beautiful to me. The things he brought me through, he's beautiful to me. And the song says, we have angels. We know an angel came to Mary and told her that she shall bring forth her son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And we have angels too. Glory to God. Watch it over you and me. The angel came to him by night and said, take the child and flee from this place. Hallelujah, for his safety. God has angels encamped around you and me.
Coming in
Father God, we thank you and we glorify your holy name, God. Let us use us and let us be that vessel that you're calling for, that vessel of honor, God. We want to put a smile upon your face, hallelujah, and rock heaven's gates. Glory to God, that they will know who we are. Glory, when you call us home, glory to God. But God, we have a work to do, and God, we ask you to put your anointing upon it, on each and everyone's ministry, Father God, and let them see the light of the love and the God in us, Father, that we may give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you for those beautiful selections, First Lady Carol. Thank God for that. And also our first-time listener, Sister Joan Price, my granddaughter's grandmother. We thank God for her this morning. Thank God for Joan and Sister Corinthian joining us on this morning. We will be on the line this week. Our subject is still wise men still seek him. So I don't take no days off. I might take a day off Christmas Day, but it's only going to be briefly. But I will be on this line just reading a psalm or something because it's down in my spirit. So we'll see you on next week at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Each and every one of you all have a blessed and glorious and wonderful Christmas. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Enjoy your families. Enjoy one another. Put all your differences aside and love the way the Bible say love. Now, Jesus said, with love have I drawn you. So if we just continue to love, we can draw our families. We can draw souls unto the Lord. So God bless you. We love you with the love of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
God bless you all. Mother Stephanie loves you all. Bless you.
Amen. Have a blessed day. We won't close with a song. We're just going to say God bless you. May the Lord go with you. May he continue to smile upon you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord, Dawn. That's my